Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Stephen Gaffney's here. Stephen is a 16-year member of our Brain Trust, president and CEO of Stephen Gaffney Group. He's a certified speaker by the National Speakers Association. He is has been an adjunct professor before. He's the author of a bunch of books. I'm pretty sure all of them we've launched on this show, including Just Be Honest, Honesty Sells, and a number of others that we've talked about on the show. The Courage, 21 Rules for Delivering Difficult Messages, that kind of thing. And he's here to talk to us about something, a variation on that theme that I think you're going to like. Stephen, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back. Now, you've got another book you're working on, and I'm glad to tell my audience that we're going to talk about it before it's even out. And they'll recognize this because we've done this for 21 plus years. I have launched many books on the show before they were a book, as in the way of serializing them, talking about your thoughts. And as you develop the book, a lot of people have literally, you know, developed the book as we talk about it on the show, some of their ideas. So I'm looking forward to hearing what you have to say. It's all about sustainability, isn't it? I've been doing a lot of talking about that in the last few years. This concept of sustainability has many facets. It could be environmentally sustainable, but what you're talking about is sustainable business growth, isn't it?
Yes, predictable and sustainable business growth. What I realized by working with all these companies, big and small, is there are 8 essential ingredients to predictable and sustainable business growth. Turns out there's a lot of books out there about how to grow your business, you know, business growth, but there's not a lot out there about why some businesses are predictable and sustainable business growth. And in fact, a lot of companies that have been analyzed as showcases for business growth now no longer exist, or at least don't exist in the original form, or have grown consistently. And so I found out there's 8 essential ingredients to predictable and sustainable business growth.
So define predictable. I know this makes people
maybe
say, well, duh,
successful.
But define predictable.
Well, to me, predictable is you know you're going to be successful, and you consistently show that. And because what really happens is a lot of people are really unsure, why are we so successful, and how do we maintain that? So the first ingredient, for example, is to know your PGS, and PGS stands for purpose, goals, and strategy. Right now, this sounds very simple, but a lot of businesses that have not sustained business growth is because they lost their sense of purpose. What they're originally about in their business, or their goals are way too many, and so that sends employees in all different directions. Or S stands for strategy, and the strategy is so complicated. I'll give you a good example. A few weeks ago, I was meeting with a potential client who's going to turn out to be a client, and he was telling me about his strategy. So he pulls out a diagram to show me his strategy, and I looked at it. It was so complicated, Jim. I said, "This is so complicated, I don't even understand it." And he looked at me and he said, "Neither do I." Now, how can anybody implement a strategy that we don't even understand?
That's
so
right.
So many companies spend a lot of money creating a strategy, and it sits on a shelf, and nobody's using it, so it's useless. I created a process that can create a strategy in 2 hours and 18 minutes. It's called the 2-hour 18-minute strategy. It can turn a simple idea or issue into a strategy in 2 hours and 18 minutes. Whether you use my process or somebody's process, it's got to be simple.
One of the things that I think would help people to be able to do more predicting is to work really hard to rule out what they already know doesn't work. In other words, you know, I love what Edison said. You know, failure successfully identifying what doesn't work. You know, if you can avoid the things that you know doesn't work. That's, I mean, isn't that the first step in trying to be predictable? And finding something that's
predictable. Well, it reminds me of what I've learned from working with the U.S. military. You know, if I said to you, I know of an organization that has over 1 million employees and it's the best in the world, would you want to study them? And, of course, say yes. Well, that's the U.S. military, and they have a great quote that goes, "No plan survives first contact with the enemy."
That's right.
Doesn't mean you don't plan, but you got to plan for adjustments. So you can't be attached to your original plan and not make adjustments. Well, so many companies, they launch it, and they don't really have a vehicle to hear back from their employees and from their customers to make adjustments. Or if they make adjustments, it takes way too long and way too many meetings to take care of it. You've got to make adjustments. And in today's workplace, we and our environment we live in that people want things now and to make adjustments now. You have to. Otherwise, you're going to die.
Mm-hmm. No, exactly. And so that I think that's really important. My wife is a pianist. She's a really great pianist and organist. Professional, but she has little bitty hands, and her teacher taught her not what to play so much as what to leave out. So you know, that it's the same. It's very similar in business. You know, it's not so much hitting all the right notes, because you may not know the right notes till you get there. But what do you leave out? And that's what I see a lot of happening is people, you know, doing the insanity thing. They keep doing the same thing over and over again. Now let's talk about sustainability for a minute, and then we'll talk about it more after the break. How do you define sustainability?
Well, that you keep on having business growth, that you're successful. I mean, there's books, obviously, Good to Great and you know, Too Big to Fail, and that have analyzed, and it's not a knock on that work. There's just a lot of companies that we highlight and say, well, it's real successful. It turns out they haven't always maintained that success, and sometimes these companies have had a lot of major problems. And so what it is looking at why are some companies able to sustain business growth and others really ebb and flow or just don't maintain success. And I think sustainability is really important because you really want to count on why are we successful and then how do we maintain that, which I think is really the critical element. I mean, everybody can be – there's a lot of companies that can be a flash in the pan, in the pan, or – successful 1 minute, not successful another minute. But why is it that some are able to sustain consistent business growth?
I think about this.
And that's what this
when
book's
I think about.
About
this, I think about the way golf pros approach their job. They want you. They don't really want you to have a perfect swing, because they know everybody's not made the same. Nobody's. Not too many people have a perfect swing. They want you to have repeatable results. If it's your swing, and you've got, you know, basic fundamentals, and you bring the club back and bring it through, you know, and make contact with the ball, they want that to be repeatable. And isn't that what when you do something in business, can you repeat that? Can you do it again in 6 months or a year? To me, that's what I think about sustainable. And there are other facets which we're going to talk about with Stephen Gaffney. He's got a new book out coming out in about 3 or 4 months on this topic, and he's generous enough to discuss it with us prior to the book coming out. It's almost 20 after. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.